let me just, it's America, freedom of speech. Let me do what I want to do. Y'all have made fun of everybody that ain't felt shit. It's the truth. Yeah, y'all know you're clapping house niggas ain't clapping scared, but listen. This is real, and I mean this from my heart. I've been taught by white folks. I ain't been on Venus. I'm come from here. I'm reacting to this shit. Always been making fun of niggas, and they don't. And the reason they say, Paul, why don't you sugarcoat? I ain't sugarcoating shit, because white folks didn't sugarcoat shit to me. White folks didn't give a goddamn. When they didn't want me at their schools, they could have sugarcoated. Well, Paul, perhaps next year we're overcrowded now. We can work some. They didn't say, no, nigga, you can't go to the school because you are nappy-head, wide-nosed nigga. We don't want niggas here. They didn't sugarcoat shit. I got over it, so white folks, you get over me. I live through the shit. You will live through it. Because they get mad. They'd say all kind of shit about me. You know, it's bald. It ain't mean. This shit was here when I came here. And it'll be here when I'm like a drop dead right now. Racism's are here. It's here forever. It's in the blood. Because white folks owned us and they will never get over it. Because I'm going to tell you why. I read the white book. Getting away wasn't a chapter, okay? We tricked their ass. We got away. And they ain't going to never be the same. They ain't been happy since. Go back and watch all that old shit. When they owned us, white folks are some happy white people. They used to waltz and had to smile. Look at them now. They're so depressed and sad. Niggas got away. Let slavery come back tomorrow. Well, they don't want us in their little areas and all that shit. Ain't that funny? Don't want us in their neighborhood. When they own us, we was in their house. What kind of bullshit is that?
So we're going to see if we can put some more missing persons information out here for missing people in Milwaukee County. Well, actually, specifically typed in, you know, missing persons from Milwaukee, you know, and Milwaukee County, so specifically Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So that's what I'm about to do. Hope everyone's doing well this Saturday afternoon. It's April 13th. And so I'm on Namus, that's N-A-M as in Mary, US website. And this is a missing persons website. Now, you know, obviously you can look on whatever state you want to or whatever, but I'm from Milwaukee, so we're gonna look for some missing people from Milwaukee. See if we can just put the information out there, you know what I'm saying? And see if anyone knows or hears anything, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of missing people in Milwaukee, black and white people. I'm not making this nothing about race or none of that shit. We just need to find these missing people out here. So I'm going to do as much as I can and just put the information out there. You know what I mean? That's part of the reason I'm doing my podcast, is to do things like this. You know what I mean? Just want to help out. So I'm just going to click on, try to get something recent to start with at least. Okay, so this first individual that we are going to see if we can help locate, missing person Ayana Krzyzanowski, female, black. Ayana Krzyzanowski, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I'll just spell the last name K R Z is as in Zenith, Y, Z is in Zenith, A, N is in Nancy, W, O, S, K, I. Female, black. Date of last contact was March 29th, 2023. Missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So they're saying she was 15 years old when she went missing, and that she would currently be 16. Case information. 5'3", about 150 pounds. That said again, 5'3", 150 pounds. Missing age 15, so they're saying she'd be 16. Like I said, the last time anyone has seen or heard from her is March 29th, 2023. And I want to just give the zip code too, you know, in Milwaukee, because we have different zip codes and stuff. So the last known location was Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the 53206 zip code, and that's in Milwaukee County. Physical descriptions: hair color black, brown eyes, no transportation. They're saying last seen on foot. So obviously, you know, it just says Ayana was last seen in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and that's pretty much it. There's not very much information on her at all. So once again, I'll read what I have. Ayana Krzyzanowski, female, black, date of last contact was March 29, 2023, missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And they're saying that she should be 16 years old now. And she has black hair and brown eyes. They're saying about 5'3", 150 pounds. So if anyone has any information on Ayana, please call this number. Milwaukee Police Department, Sensitive Crimes Division at 414-935-7405. And you can contact Officer Kiana Vines. Once again, the number is 414-935-7405. And you can contact Kiana Vines once you dial that number. That's Officer Kiana Vines. So then the next person we're going to do is Ryan Christopher Withy, male, white, Caucasian. Ryan Christopher Withy, male, white, Caucasian. Date of last contact was April 4, 2022. Saying he should be currently 38 years old. So he was 36 when he went missing. So once again, Ryan Christopher Withy, male, white, Caucasian. Date of last contact was April 4, 2022. And he went missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So they're saying that he should be 38 years old right now. Let's see. 5'10", about 165 pounds. 5'10", about 165 pounds. The zip code that he was last known location, let's believe it's on the south side. It's Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53221, Milwaukee County. And they do give some little details here, and I'm going to read that. So they're saying circumstances of disappearance are, they're saying was last seen by ex-roommate at 3650 South 14th Street, Milwaukee, on April 4th at 3:30 p.m. Ryan left on foot wearing black jeans, black feet, fleece zip-up, blue beanie, and brow work boots. I don't know what brow work boots are, but yeah. So he had on brow work boots, a black fleece zip-up, a blue beanie, and brow work boots. He also had with him a blue backpack and a white trash bag. His phone was found in an alley on 8th and Oklahoma. Sometime Tuesday morning, exact location is unknown. His backpack was found sometime Tuesday, April 5th, back at the last address he was seen at, leaning up against the house. So I'm going to read this one more time. So, was last seen by ex-roommate at 3650 South 14th Street, Milwaukee, on April 4th at 3:30 p.m. Ryan left on foot wearing black jeans, black fleece zip-up, blue beanie, and brow work boots. He also had with him a blue backpack and a white trash bag. His phone was found in an alley on 8th and Oklahoma sometimes Tuesday morning. The exact location is unknown. That fucking Max Anderson lived on 39th in Oklahoma. His backpack was found, I'm saying I just threw that in as a side note. His backpack was found sometime Tuesday, April 5th, back at the last address he was seen at, leaning up against the house. That'd be crazy if that was tied. I'm not saying it is, but that's only a couple miles from where that Max Anderson lived. Hair color, sandy. It's short. Body hair description. He had a mustache and goatee. Blue eyes. So once again, he had a mustache and goatee, blue eyes, sandy hair. Saying he has a tattoo on his left upper arm. It's long, hard road of struggle and pain is what the tattoo says. So he has a tattoo on his left upper arm, and it says long, hard road of struggle and pain. That's what his tattoo says on his left upper arm. Clothing and accessories, they're saying Ryan was wearing black jeans, black zipper fleece, blue beanie, and tan work boots. So once again, he had on black jeans, black zipper fleece, blue beanie, and tan work boots. And they're saying he was traveling on foot. You okay, baby?
Yeah, she was right behind me.
Oh, you stepped on her tail? Okay, and obviously I can't show you like the footage because they have five images. They actually have video footage. Well, it's not the video, but they have the still, you know, photo from the video of him actually. Says footage of Ryan on security camera at 3132 South 8th. So he was leaving. I think that was his residence or not or whatever, but they have him on foot, camera at 3132 South 8th Street. Footage of Ryan on security camera at 3132 South 8th Street. Yep. And there's a, you know, if you guys want to go on here and look at the photos and stuff, yeah, you know, just do this on your own too, you know. If you got, you know, a few minutes or whatever, there's a picture of him here with like a black Bucks, like pullover or whatever, and he's got like a white, like gray or black bandana around his head with some sunglasses on his head. Picture from summer of 2021. Yeah, but like I said, he has a tattoo on his upper left arm. And yeah, so no one has seen him since April 4th of 2022. This is Ryan Christopher Withy, male, white, Caucasian. He's missing from Milwaukee, and they're saying he should be 38 years old. So I'm going to leave the contact information if you've heard anything that you know, or if you, you know, want to go on the NAMIS website and do some digging of your own. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we do all this other shit on our phones, looking up the latest hip-hop news or celebrity news, or looking up to see when your favorite show is coming on or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe give a little energy toward this. So here's the contact information if you've heard anything you might know. You know what I'm saying? Call Milwaukee Police Department District 1 at 414-933-4444. 414-933-4444. If you heard anything, if you think you know anything. Okay. We're going to do a couple more here. See if we can help find some more people. Okay, this next person is Thomas A. Schaefer. This is a male, white, Caucasian. I'm just randomly picking these, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even trying to make this stuff about race or none of that. Not today, at least. But, so this is a Thomas A. Schaefer. He's missing. Male, white, Caucasian. Last time anyone has seen or heard from him is August 1st, 2005. He's missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So he's been missing for a minute, y'all. He went missing at age 58. And they're saying his current age would be 76, so that's 18 years, if I'm doing the quick math in my head. Middle name is A, so it's Thomas A. Schaefer, male, 6'1", about 130 pounds. Yeah, he needs to eat something. Last known location, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, zip code 53208, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Circumstances of disappearance, excuse me, last seen at South 76 and West Oklahoma Avenue. Damn, man, people go missing on Oklahoma Street. This is the second one already, and then that punk ass Max Anderson dude, that shit, his house is on 39th in Oklahoma. So circumstance of disappearance, so Thomas Schaefer was last seen at South 76th Street and West Oklahoma Avenue in the city of Milwaukee in August of 2005, man. Dude's been missing for a few minutes. Missing is homeless and is known to stay in parks. Missing has a history of drug abuse. So why don't they just go look in the parks for him? Physical description, he's got brown hair, brown eyes. He has a scar on his right finger. Once again, he has a scar on his right finger. He had a straw hat gold shirt and black jeans on. Say Coke. Okay, so for his clothing and accessories, he had on a straw hat, a gold shirt, and some black jeans. He had on eyeglasses, and for shoes, they're saying he had on some jogging shoes. Okay, so once again, he had on some jogging shoes, eyeglasses, a straw hat, gold shirt, and black jeans. And he has a scar on his right finger. Okay, this guy would be 76 years old right now. And it's sad to think ain't nobody even probably even looking for dude no more. And he's homeless, but I'm trying, man. And that's, he doesn't even know, you know what I'm saying? I hope this guy is still alive, but. So 6'1", 130, male, white Caucasian, Thomas A. Schaefer, missing from Milwaukee since 2005, man. That's nuts. That's 18, 19 years now, because we're in 2024. So let's see. Oh, yeah, you can just see where his life started. Yeah, because you can see the pictures. Yeah, it looks like he started doing a lot of drugs and stuff, maybe. That's sad. But if you have any information on this, call Milwaukee Police Sensitive Crimes Division, 414-935-7405. And you can contact Kiana Vines again. Police Officer Kiana Vines, holler at her if you have any information on Thomas A. Schaefer, male, white, Caucasian. Okay, this next individual we're going to do is missing person, Tarina Hopgood. I feel like I did this one last time too, yep. So we're going to do hers again. Tarina Hopgood, female, black, May 10th, 2004 was the last time anyone has seen or heard from her. Missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So she's been missing for just about 20 years now, y'all, because she went missing at age 32. And she would be 52 now. So it's been 20 years, man. That's crazy as hell to me to think that someone's just missing just for 20 years. No middle initial, at least they don't give one. Tarina Hopgood. Nicknames, Hanford. H-A-N-F-O-R-D, as in dog. 5'3" to 5'7", 100 to 120 pounds. Once again, this is a black female. May have a nickname of Hanford as a nickname or alias. Like I said, she went missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in Milwaukee County. And the details that they do have is says Tarina was last seen at approximately 1 a.m. at a family member's residence in the vicinity of the 8900 block of North Michelle Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Once again, Tarina was last seen at approximately 1 a.m. at a family member's residence in the vicinity of 8900 block of North Michelle Street in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hair black, brown eyes. Says she has a nose piercing in her, a pierced nose, and a scar on her right leg and a scar on her left leg. Okay, so she has a scar on her right and left leg. And a pierced nose. Mode of transportation was last seen was on foot. Let's see if there's any more information. There is not. So once again, Tarina Hopgood, female, black. She hasn't been seen for 20 years, you guys. She's been missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 5'3" to 5'7", 100 to 120 pounds. Tarina was last seen at approximately 1 a.m. at a family member's residence in the vicinity of the 8900 block of North Michelle Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And she has black hair, brown eyes, a nose piercing, and a scar on her right leg and one on her left leg, okay? And so if you have any information on Tarina Hopgood, call Milwaukee Police Department Sensitive Crimes Division once again at 414-935-7405. 414-935-7405. I'm going to do one more and then I'm going to get going for the day. Vanessa L. Smith, missing person, female, black. Date last seen December 31st, 1990. Man. So she went missing at the age 34. So they're saying she would be 68 now. So that's what, 34 years? She's been missing 34 years? Fuck, that shit, that don't even sound fathomable. That's crazy. So Vanessa L. Smith, female black, missing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin since 1990, man. 34 years. Middle name L, Vanessa L. Smith once again. Height 5'1", 130 pounds, raised black. No one has seen her since December 31st, 1990. Wow. Last known location, Milwaukee, Wisconsin in Milwaukee County. It says they do give some circumstances of disappearance here. I'll read it. It says Miss Vanessa L. Smith's aunt reported on July 25th, 1991 that they hadn't seen or heard from their niece since New Year's Eve, 1990. Damn. Prior to missing, the last time she was seen at a public venue was at the Ambassador Hotel, 2308 West Wisconsin Avenue. Wow. So they're saying, prior to missing, the last time she was seen at a public venue was at the Ambassador Hotel, 2308 West Wisconsin Avenue. She was accompanied with her boyfriend, who was arrested and detained. Mrs. Smith, was later observed with her former boyfriend, who claims he last seen Mrs. Smith on January 1st, 1991, when he observed her call a cab company. He stated that he walked her to the exit of his apartment building, but failed to see Mrs. Smith get into the cab, or does he know the name of the cab? So he's saying Miss Smith got into the cab. Wait, hold on, it's saying. He stated that he walked her to the exit of his apartment building but failed to see Mrs. Smith get into the cab, or does he knows the name of the cab? So I guess it's saying he doesn't know. Brown hair, saying she wears light colored wigs, because in the photo here it does look like she has like on a maroon or like reddish wig. Brown eyes. They're saying she has a scar on her face, a scar on her abdomen, left eye, left finger, lip, and neck. Man, a scar on her face, abdomen, left eye, left finger, lip, and neck. So she's scarred up some. So once again, her auntie reported on July 25th, 1991, that they hadn't seen or heard from her since New Year's Eve, 1990. And they're saying the last time anyone seen her at a public venue was at the Ambassador Hotel, 2308 West Wisconsin Avenue. So, yeah. See if there's any other information on her. There are photos. If you're interested in going online to look, they have 5 photos of her. One from 2015, one from 2020. So, yep. So they have one from 2015 and then they have 4 photos of her from 2020. So that's all the information they have on there. I mean, obviously they're not gonna have a ton of information on, you know, missing people. So once again, if you have any information on Vanessa L. Smith, missing female black from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, she's been missing for 34 years, you guys, call 414-935-7405. And once again, you can holler at Kiana Vines if you have any information on that. So we're just going to do that for now, and then we're going to get going. But I'm sure we'll be back in touch with y'all before the weekend's over. So be looking out for that. Thanks for listening, whoever is. We really, really appreciate it. We'll go chill, take a little nap. I think we're about to watch some House Hunters. We're about to watch some House Hunters? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to watch some House Hunters. And yeah, and then fall asleep, and then get up and just hang out. So I hope everyone's chilling too, and stay safe out here. And to the next one, peace.
for anything. So I was always told stand for something or fall for anything. So I stand for what I believe in, because if I don't, then I will feel like a coward at the end of the day. I feel it's important you as a man, as a woman, as a human being, if you believe in something, you got to say what you believe in. If you're passionate about it, you should always stand up for it. And that's what life's about, standing up for what you believe in. That's why I push juice, I push health, I push peace, even though I'm a gangster rapper, because that's what I believe in and that's what I stand for. And whoever don't fuck with it, I just say fuck them, because that's how I live. Stand for what you believe. Ghost D-Block.
Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Always appreciate anyone and everyone that's listening. And stay safe out here and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And we'll holler at y'all next week. And until then, make sure you do something good for somebody. And with that, peace. About to go watch some House Hunters, some basketball. And, you know what I'm saying? The Masters. See how Tiger does. Yeah. And just chill with Michelle. All right. Peace.